I mean, think about that. Do you think that might create a little stress in your life, having that many musts in order for you to feel successful? And women aren't the only ones in our society. Our children today are under tremendous stress because of the expectations. And a lot of them have just decided there are too many musts. I'm out of here. I'm not going to do anything. And they cop out. See, if we get too many musts, we just want to leave. We don't want to play the game anymore. We lose our enthusiasm and our passion for life. See, high self-esteem comes from feeling like you have control over events, not that events have control over you. And when you have this many must rules, the chances of them being violated is great. You're not going to feel like you're in charge of your life. You're going to feel like you're in reaction. I'll never forget the advice I heard given by 20 families, all of which had quintuplets. This is a program on CNN. And they asked each of the parents, what has been the most important thing you've learned that's given you guys sanity throughout this time? And the one message that was echoed again and again was simply this: don't have too many rules. Because with this many bodies in motion, this many different personalities all at the same time, if you got too many rules, you're going to go crazy because the law of averages says they're going to be violated constantly and you're going to be in stress, being in reaction to all this stuff. And I thought, well, it doesn't just work with quintuplets, it probably works in life. If you really want to succeed, make it so you don't have too many must rules. Have a few shoulds. Make the musts the ones that are worth giving yourself pain for if you don't follow through, the ones you want to make sure you follow through on, and other ones make them shoulds or coulds and create a life that has a little bit more space for yourself. And here's our final point, point seven. Make sure you have plenty of must rules. How's that for a nice contradiction? But the point is this: we need some must rules to make sure we'll follow through, that we'll take action. Remember the example we talked about earlier. Anybody who is fit, anybody who's healthy has some pretty strong must rules about how they got to eat, how they got to live, how they have to exercise. So we all need some structure. We all need something. The human spirit needs to resist against something that causes us to be stronger. And rules can be that context. They can get us to follow through. They can get us to cause ourselves to grow and expand. And what rules really are, again, are personal standards. And if we don't have any standards for ourselves, we won't expand. So life is a balance. You don't want too many must rules, nor do you want to go without them. Now, I've dumped a ton on your brain here in this session, this idea of rules, so remember what they are. Rules are your personal standards. They're your beliefs about what you must do or should do in order to feel a certain way, in order to experience something. They tell you when to feel good and when to feel bad. So here's your assignment. Sit down and write down, what does it take in order for you to feel successful? Answer the question thoroughly. Two, what does it take for you to feel loved?